Blog Talk Radio.
Happy New Year, everyone. We're excited to bring our first broadcast of the new year, 2018, to you today. When we talk about a great subject that everybody is in, usually the planning frame of mind in January, at least the strategic planning mode, we're going to be talking about IT planning for 2018. And what you may need to know or what you should be include or definitely what you should be thinking about, you know, when formulating your IT plan. We're welcoming back to the show today Michael Burt, the CEO of Vantech Computer Services. Welcome back to the show, Michael.
Thanks, Laura. Thanks for having me.
How are you guys? Did you have a good holiday and all?
Oh, yeah, it was great. But happy to be back to work.
I know. It's always a good feeling. January is a great feeling for people to start fresh. They have a clean slate. They get to do things new. So on that note, what would you recommend for our listeners today to include in when they're thinking about technology, which seems to be changing faster than ever, or their IT needs? What do you think they should be including for their plan for 2018?
Well, I think something that people should always be thinking about is IT security, obviously. It seems like, you know, the threat level is increasing every day, and with the recent revelation that basically all of our current CPUs are compromised, you know, smart owners are going to be thinking about getting a handle on their own level of risk. You know, the days of winging it are over. There's way too much at stake. So really, I think, you know, first and foremost in 2018, business owners should be thinking about, you know, what kind of risk are they managing, or are they managing it? So that's one major thing. You know, the other thing in January, it's always time to check end of life for certain, especially Microsoft products. And we have two products with a huge amount of market share coming to end of life in less than 2 years, and that's Windows 7.
Really?
And and Windows Server 2008. They both go end of life for extended support in January of 2020. Even at 2 years out, we should really start thinking about putting plans in place for upgrades and replacements.
Well, I had no idea about that. That's how my dad is.
Yes, I mean, it sneaks up on you. And, you know, as far as extended support, that means that they will no longer get security updates after that date in January of 2020. So, you know, you run a greatly increased risk of using those operating systems past the extended support date.
Jeez, that is kind of scary when you think about it, if you don't have your eye on that ball. Do you think there's a lot of change between what's going to happen in 2018 and 2017? Like, you spoke about risk. Do you think the risk is greater now than it was last year? Or what's your thoughts on this year versus last year?
That is a good question. I think that the major difference is how much risk are we aware of versus how much actual risk exists. So, for instance, with this, you know, Intel chip vulnerability that we've heard about recently, that vulnerability has been there for years, or at least for 6 months. And we're just finding out about it now. So the perception maybe a month ago was that there was less risk, but there was actually the same amount. So I tend to try to think about it in terms of there always being a very great risk. I don't know if it waxes and wanes, but it is always a substantial risk to run your company without really putting a security first kind of IT plan in place.
So when you think about the cloud. Are more people on the cloud now than they were a year ago? Do you see that the trend of businesses moving their stuff for storage purposes to the cloud, or do you think people are still using homegrown servers?
Yeah, I think that's a really good question too. I think that the trend is continuing towards using cloud-based services, especially for small and medium-sized businesses. you know, the expense associated with owning hardware doesn't really make a lot of sense anymore when you can get increased performance and less administrative overhead and tasks through cloud services.
Yeah.
You know, Vantech, from our perspective, we're particularly excited about a product that we have called SecureSync, which is kind of like a hybrid backup and collaboration solution. So it can be used either in addition to or in place of a traditional on-site file server, and it allows for real-time file collaboration and file sharing as well as full file backup, and it also protects against ransomware. So if you were, you know, if you were in that situation where you had a local server and it got a ransomware infection, your cloud-based copy of that would be you'd be able to restore that to a date and time. So you could say, you know, restore it to 1 p.m. yesterday, which really kind of separates it from a lot of the other products on the market. And it makes it miles and miles above just having a traditional on-site file server. So, yeah, I think, you know, I still think that there's a lot of room to do some, you know, consulting and some sales in that market. But I think that, you know, more and more people are going in that direction.
Did you have any clients that got infected with ransomware or any ransomware attacks last year?
No, I didn't have any clients that got infected with ransomware, but we did get a number of clients who were infected with ransomware and then wanted to leave their current IT providers and come to Vantech. So we've been lucky, that all of our clients have been relatively safe and secure, and we've also been lucky that we have received business through other people that have received infections. But, I mean, it's everywhere, you know, and it kind of – it's definitely something that is on the forefront of our mind.
Oh, yeah, for sure. So is there anything else that you can think of that we should advise some of the IT executives out there listening to us that they should be mindful of for their plan for this year? Any other trends that you see happening that they might not think of, or any other good advice for them?
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, like I said about cloud-based services, small and medium-sized businesses for sure should be thinking about this, and businesses also with decentralized workforces. You know, for file services and email alone, cloud-based solutions can really revolutionize the way you do business. You know, data is your lifeblood, and it should be available on demand. And, you know, the days of kind of downloading company files to your personal Dropbox account, that has to end. There's way too much risk, and owners should not, you know, kind of force their employees into assuming that liability because they're not giving them a means of having their files and email available to them wherever they go. And also just the liability that they're assuming for themselves, you know. A ransomware attack can severely handicap a business, you know. So we really want to protect against that. And also just the cost of maintaining hardware is kind of staying relatively the same, while the cost of cloud-based solutions is dropping significantly. So at this point, without cloud services, you're basically paying more and getting less. And that's really something that businesses should be thinking about this year.
Really, really good advice. I know that there were a couple things you said that I did not know of. And I do always worry about that when people send me something on Dropbox. Like, I always get a little nervous about it. Like, here's the link to my Dropbox. You never know what you're clicking on.
Exactly. And then that employee leaves their company and they take the, you know, their intellectual property of their company with them.
Good advice. Real good advice in here. All right. So for our listeners that want to learn more or maybe pick your brain or even engage you with potential service, do you have a way for them to get in touch with you? What do you recommend?
Sure. They can check out our website at vantechnj.com. We're on Facebook. We are on LinkedIn. They can give us a call at 973-744-1660, or they can email us at info@vantechnj.com.
Excellent. And again, their website is vantechnewjersey.com. So
VanTechNJ, correct.
VanTechNJ, yeah, thanks for clarifying that. People would type in the word New Jersey. Okay, so thank you again. I wish you all the best in 2018. We look forward to you being back on our show again soon.
Great. Thanks so much. I really appreciate it.
Have a great day. Thank you.
Okay,
have a great day.
Take care, Laura. Thanks so much.